Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Off with True Blue LA. It is Tuesday, November 8th, and I'm your host, Eric Steven, back at you with another episode one day after our last one. The Dodgers have two people who finished in the top three of some big awards that were announced on Monday. I thought they would have had a third. We'll get to the one who missed. But first, the ones who are in the top three. I'm avoiding using the term finalist as much as possible because it's not like it's a new vote among the remaining candidates. The vote was finished long ago. These are just revealing the top three finishers and trying to get two shows out of it, basically trying to juice it a little bit. But that's, you know, whatever. It beats some of the other programming that's on MLB Network sometimes. But first up, National League Cy Young Award, Julio Urias, sort of as expected, I think, is in the top three for National League Cy Young. He's there along with Sandy Alcantara and of the Marlins and Max Fried of the Braves. Urias will finish better than last year when he was tied for seventh. He got three fifth-place votes last year. He was, 20-3. Really good year, first, like, full season as a starter, and he was great. But just there was a lot of competition last year. I mean, his own teammates, Max Scherzer finished third. Walker Buehler finished fourth. So, like, you know, Urias was facing an uphill battle. I think this year sort of, and this award, at least his placement in it, is another example of the growth of Urias over the last, few years. He's sort of had the reins taken off after like years of like kid glove treatment. Plus he was hurt. Basically the last two seasons, and it's really three if you count the truncated 2020 season, he's been a regular starter pretty much the whole time. I know he did the hybrid roles in the 2020 postseason, famously closing out the NLCS and the World Series with lengthy relief appearances. But he has been the Dodgers' most consistent and best starter over that span in total. He was the Game 1 starter this year after being, the Game – or was going to be the Game 3 starter – or I guess was the Game 3 starter last year, or the third game of the playoffs. I know the Dodgers started out with a wild card. It sort of threw a wrench into that. But this year, Urias led the National League in ERA and ERA+. That said, I do think Alcantara is going to win this award. I think he wasn't that too far behind Urias in ERA. It was 216 to 228. But the innings difference is just super large. 30% more innings than Urias did. Put another way, so Alcantara basically had Julio Urias' season, plus that of a very good relief pitcher. 268 ERA in 53 and two-thirds innings. And that was the how many more innings he pitched than Urias. Now, you could say Urias pitched for a contender. Alcantara did not. But I think, you know, it's important to point out, too. I mean, Urias gets credit for that, right? I guess in a way, like he if he pitches in, like, more important games, I guess. But it's an individual award. And Alcantara made a bad team good when he was on the mound. So that's why he's up for it, and I think he's going to win. Max Fried, again, is the other one. It's very possible that, you know, Fried finishes second and Urias third, but either way, Urias is going to finish higher than last year. The winners for Cy Young will be announced next Wednesday, November 16th. All the BBWAA awards are spread over 4 days, beginning with Rookie of the Year on Monday. On Tuesday next week, the 16th, Manager of the Year is announced, and Dave Roberts is in the top three there, along with Buck Showalter of the Mets, Brian Snitker of the Braves. So if you look at it, those three managers were led the three winningest teams in the National League this year. Roberts had 111 wins with the Dodgers, 101 wins each for Showalter and Brian Snitker. All three also lost their first playoff series. Snitker and the Braves had the tiebreaker over the Mets, and they won the division. So the Mets were relegated to wild card status, and the Padres beat them. Then they beat the Dodgers, and the Phillies outlasted the Braves in the NLDS. So a reminder, though, all the voting for every baseball writer award is done before the postseason starts. So another candidate who I thought might have been in the top three was Rob Thompson. He took over the Phillies on June 2nd when they were 22-29 and fired Joe Girardi. They were 65-46 under Thompson. That's a .586 winning percentage. That is also worse than Roberts, Showalter, and Snitker had over a full season, so you sort of get it. But he obviously made a big difference there and obviously made to the World Series. But again, votes were done before the postseason. Tremendous comeback story for Thompson, though, and he got a well-deserved extension out of it rather than just being the interim manager. So that's good. I thought Freddie Freeman would be in the top three in National League MVP, although that's a much, like, a little more wide open is not the right term. There's just a lot of candidates, I guess. But the top three for the award is a pair of Cardinals, Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado, and then Manny Machado of the Padres. I think Goldschmidt's going to win, but, you know, have no real I don't know how confident I am in that. I think you can vote. You can probably argue for like four or five different people to win that award, including Freeman, I think. But I do think Goldschmidt's going to end up winning. Maybe Machado, too. Who knows? But it's going to be interesting to see how it sort of ends up. Not just for Freeman among the Dodgers, but Mookie Betts and Trey Turner. Would imagine at least Freeman and Betts in the top 10, maybe Trey Turner as well. That doesn't happen all that often, I don't think. I guess I'll have to look into that. The MVP is the last one of the group next week. That's a Thursday, November 17th. So that's what to look forward to then. But yeah, now so we know the top three finishers in each one. The Dodgers didn't have anyone in Rookie of the Year. I don't think they expected one because they barely had any rookies. Like Miguel Vargas played the most. Outside of that, James Outman, I guess, was really awesome, but he only played four games, so hard to really win that. Hey, but at least for I think with Vargas too. Both of them have rookie status next year. So, hey, maybe they'll have someone next year. Who knows? But we'll talk about some non-awards things and other stuff after the break.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumba.
ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So no Dodgers roster decisions just yet. I know we yesterday's podcast, we talked about sort of where the roster stood, what's going to happen. There's some options and qualifying offer stuff to come over the next few days. None of that's come out yet. There has been some sort of trickling across MLB of some roster stuff. All options, like per the CBA, must be decided within 5 days of the World Series. So that means Thursday is a deadline. That's also the day for qualifying offers. Some options have already been decided. They sort of trickle out this way. Big names hit the market on Monday. I guess that maybe the decisions came on Sunday. The MLBPA announced several on Monday morning. Jacob DeGrom, most notably, opted out of his deal with the Mets. Carlos Correa opted out with the Twins. So did Carlos Rodon of the Giants. Perhaps more relevant to the Dodgers' interest if they're not going to be swimming in the deep waters of the Correa, Trey Turner shortstop market. Xander Bogaerts opted out of his Red Sox contract, so he's a free agent too. So those three plus Dansby Swanson make for a pretty compelling shortstop market. That'll be interesting to see. The Dodgers definitely need a shortstop. Where they get it is going to be interesting. I guess the other thing is there's a few other notes items here, and this is more for next month, but it's sort of setting the stage. The Hall of Fame announced an 8-player ballot from the contemporary era, which includes players who did most of their work since 1980. This is like the current iteration of the old Veterans Committee, which now focuses on different eras each year, so they sort of split it into groups. There's no primary Dodgers among the eight, except Fred McGriff played for them. He's the only one. In 2003, he did. He might have a decent chance to get in this year. You need 12 out of 16. I don't believe the Hall of Fame's press release had the identities of the 16 voters. They will announce that at some point. But just like the writer's ballot, it's a much larger pool for that one. But you need 75%, and that's only 12 out of 16 here. The voters in these can vote for up to 3 players, so it's not like they can just cram a bunch of people in. They have to sort of be judicious somewhat with their votes. Former Dodgers manager Don Mattingly is also on the list for his playing career. Didn't play for the Dodgers. But then you have Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Curt Schilling, all of whom were just on the BBWA ballot just last year. I believe Jay Jaffe had this noted that they waived the there's usually, I think going forward, there's going to be more of a buffer between if you're just coming off the BBWA ballot as far as when you're eligible to be on one of the, like, the current era ballot. But as for now, they're on. Have a hard time seeing, I mean, for various reasons, I guess more so Bonds and Clemens, and then also Rafael Palmeiro, who is also tied to PEDs. Those Bonds, Clemens, Palmeiro, like, have a hard time seeing those getting elected. Curt Schilling is sort of called out all the writers for you know, not voting him in, saying he doesn't want to be on the Hall of Fame ballot. We'll see how he's perceived by a different group here, a smaller, not just writers, but like, you know, broadcasters, some Hall of Famers, that sort of thing. We'll see how that goes. Others on the ballot, Dale Murphy, Albert Bell. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. That comes in the winter meetings, December 4th, the results of that. That's the first day of the winter meetings. A little bit later in the winter meetings, which this year are in San Diego, on December 6th, is the first ever draft lottery. Part of the new CBA. I mean, it's always weird. They put it in as sort of an anti-tanking measure, except for the fact that, like, unlike, say, basketball or football, you know, and more so basketball, especially like one player in basketball can like turn around your franchise. Like one great player in baseball, there's no one coming in for immediate help ever. And it always takes time. And then in baseball, it's more about like, if you have, you know, the higher the picks you have, the bigger draft pool you're going to have for your total pool and that sort of thing and how you sort of use that money. But it's never about like first pick. It's more about like how you set up your draft pool. However, how it's set up is so all 18 teams that miss the playoffs, they all have a chance at the number one pick. The worst three records this year were the Nats, A's, and Pirates. They all have a 16.5% chance for that pick. And then Reds are next, 13.2%. Royals are at 10%, all the way down to 0.2% for the Brewers, who were the last team looking in. They had the best record among non-playoff teams. So the way the lottery works, and again, it's first of its kind, MLB draws for the first six picks of the draft, and then the rest of the draft is just inverse order of record like usual. And then every round is the same after that. So that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. You know, there's never a quick fix by the draft, but it's just going to be interesting to see how much of a spectacle they try to make of that and if it's going to be popular. Who knows? But I guess when the NFL draft started back in like, what, 81 or 82 or something, it was like basically a hotel ballroom, and they're like, why are we – people at ESPN are like, why are we televising? Or why do you want to televise this, I believe, was the old line that the NFL asked when ESPN said, hey, we want to televise this. But you never know. Not saying it's going to end up being that, but it's first of its kind, so we'll see how it goes. We'll have another episode later this week when all the sort of roster stuff gets sorted out. There's the four Dodgers options, most notably Justin Turner, plus qualifying offers, most notably Trey Turner. Trey Turner also made some news on Monday. His agency sent out a video, like a hype video, a sizzle reel, as it were, narrated by John Hamm. CAA Baseball is Turner's agency, and it was kind of a dorky, fun video, but you know, whatever, it was kind of dorky. You could pick it apart. He mentioned elite defense. I don't know if that's true, but like in general, it was pretty fun, and it was also fun on Twitter seeing Mad Men jokes for a while after that was out. But you know, until we have another episode of Leading Off later this week, you can watch the Trey Turner video over and over again and to tide you over. But thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll be back with you later in the week.